Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm super excited for this one. Short Stack are an Australian band who have reunited once again. They are also responsible for my emo phase. And joining us on the line is one of the band members, Brady. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing really well, thank you.
Lovely to meet you, Brady. I suppose first question, do you know how much this means to Brooke having this chat?
Really?
I was an insane Short Stack fan back in my day. I went to Stack is the New Black in Adelaide, the concert twice.
Same tour
both times. Loved it. So this is a very full circle moment for me. But you're also...
that's really cool. Thank you for mentioning that. That means a lot.
No, look, I'm glad. And I guess as well, that means you hold some of the responsibility for my emo phase, which I'm not sure if I regret that yet or not. You know, dark hair and eyeliner never really suited me.
Well, Brady, how do you feel having been responsible or a huge part of so many young people's emo phases?
I do feel very responsible for a lot of the horrible fashion trends. But I think it's actually come back around now. So I don't know if I'm just like in denial now that I'm a dad, and you know that thing of like you keep living the best years of your life and you keep dressing the same, but it feels like everyone's kind of embracing that kind of the fashion and the hair again. So I think it's pretty cool.
There you go. Permission from Short Stack.
Get the teasing comb out again. I'm going to be on it. But on that note, Brady, you guys have obviously grown and changed so much since those early days. You are all dads now. What's it like touring again? And are you afraid that your kids are going to see the old days of the big hair and not know what to think?
My son was exposed very, very early on because I have lots of pictures around the house. My wife's very proud as well. I think I'm kind of proud of it, to be honest, because I'd rather look like we did than just look like a really average, boring band. At least we were trying to do something a bit different. He kind of embraced it early on, my son. He's about to be four, and he came to the Brisbane show that we did recently, and he had the time of his life.
Look, my inner 15-year-old right now is screaming, and I do want to take you back to those days a bit, Brady, because you guys, like you said, you were unique. You were something different on the music scene, and I do feel that something that kind of helped you guys along was YouTube and Short Stack TV. You know, you were in the early days of that. You're still doing it to this day. Do you think that's had quite an influence?
Yeah, it's so weird to look back. It makes me sound so old that people were like talking about us like this band that got famous by doing social media content. And that's just so insane, because obviously absolutely everyone is doing that now. So yeah, it's kind of weird that we were ahead of the times in that way, but it always made sense to us. It was like, why would we just play our instruments when we could also show that we can be idiots as well?
You guys are growing with the fans. So I guess, what are we looking forward to in the future?
I think this time we want to actually just keep being a better band and writing better music as well. It was really obvious that we didn't just want to make this a reunion tour or something. And the best and coolest thing about this tour for me has been that our newest song from our album this year, Maybe There's No Heaven, the fans are liking it just as much as our first songs from like 14 years ago. So that's been a really amazing feeling to know that we're just as relevant as ever.
With that said, if you do want to bring back some of the fashions, I'm sure that would lend itself well to the experience for a lot of people.
You know, the worst thing about our fashion choice back then was like, all of our clothes were women's clothes, and they were also like tiny women's clothes. And so we'd wear these jackets, and it was actually impossible to breathe in them. Yeah. I'm really glad we don't have that trend anymore, because I'm able to walk around comfortably.
Especially with the dad bod.
Yes, exactly.
It's funny that you say that, because when I think of Short Stack, I had a poster in my room, and I don't know where it came from. It might have been one of the concerts that I attended, but it was you guys in black jeans, really tight white shirts, and what I am now seeing, it was a very tight leather jacket, definitely on Sean, with the big hair. It was a look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The women's jeans as well. I didn't realize jeans were meant to actually sometimes be comfortable until I actually started wearing men's jeans. And I was like, oh, this is what wearing pants is like.
Look, Brady, I need to go lie on the floor for about an hour.
Yep, I'm solo for the rest of the day.
Thank you so, so much for joining us today.
Thank you for saying all of these lovely things. It really does mean a lot now that we're older and we can actually, you know, sit back and appreciate all these lovely things that people have said to us over the years. It's so nice.
And it's nice to actually be able to talk to you and not just be screaming down the back of Theberton Theatre, that's for sure.
You know, the entire interview just screaming like you're at a show. That would have been interesting.
That would have been too much for everyone. Yeah, nah, we're good. Thank you so much, Brady.
Thanks, guys.